Hi, Adal. How was the show?
It was about Prince.
Prince.
You like Prince.
I do.
It's a musical
one. It is Purple Glory.
It is Purple Glory. I know Chris Titus very briefly was like, people think they're dorks, but they don't know. They don't know about the deep dark cuts, the deep side. I said, safe space. And he goes, no, you're right. They get to still be fans. And backpedal. Good for you, Chris Titus.
Yeah.
And
we get to be fans of Prince. He's an amazing guitarist, amazing songwriter.
Right. He had some
prolific.
He had 48. In one moment during the show, I said, how many albums did he have? And before I was done, he goes, 48. And I said, when did he die? He goes, 58. And then he kept telling the story that he was telling, peppering my questions.
That's good. He's perfect for the Dork Forest.
Right. He saw him at the Roosevelt with 300 people.
That's such an amazing show. I still regret not going to the... He did shows at the... At the Forum, I think, which is a big event.
Yeah.
But they were $12. He did like 20 shows one month.
What? Wow. That would have been amazing.
Yeah. He just wanted to like do a... He just needed to do a lot of shows.
Like Maria doing the afternoon shows.
Yeah.
He just needed to work on the hour.
Yeah.
Holy smokes. $12.
Yeah.
That will keep out the riffraff.
It's true.
If we've learned anything from comedy, you got to charge something. So it was amazing. He said that there's something called The Truth, which is an acoustic album.
Okay, we'll look for that.
I kind of am interested in. Because I always had a problem with Prince just because it felt real weird.
He's pretty weird. I mean...
But everybody else embraced that weirdness?
His styles would careen from, you know, from funk... to, you know, gospel, to all kinds of stuff.
He said he did every genre, sort of. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to pipe up, because I'm a contrarian sometimes, and say classical. But but here's the thing about Christopher Titus. You have him on the show, plug and play.
Mm-hmm,
that guy's a lot like having me on a show, where it's just like, but it. He was awesome.
That's
he
great.
Was so good. And then, he said he was going to come up with a list. And so it was Most Beautiful Girl in the World.
Okay.
He said that he would pick some kind of pop stuff that I would like.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so these were the songs that Pussy Control, When Will We Be Paid, Colonized Mind, Pink Cashmere, Erotic City, and Shakedelia? Maybe. Don't know.
I think I've only ever heard Erotic City.
Oh, there you go.
Of all of those, so
and you
listen.
have many of his albums and enjoy.
I have a handful of his albums. I have a small percentage of those 48 albums.
You have a representative.
I don't have a representative sample.
Oh, you do not.
I don't think I do.
All right. Well, it was kind of great. And then he told that great story about how at that show at the Roosevelt, Patrick Swayze went up and sang a verse, and then on the way out, he said, "How about a nice round of applause for David Hasselhoff?" Christopher Titus was talking about how much he really liked his personality, and he liked him as a person, and because he's read a lot of books about him, and then I guess interviews with him, and so he's on board with some Prince love.
That's awesome.
It's a great episode.